101.9 FM. My name is Liam. I'll be your host today. If you're new here, this is the show where we talk about one band each week, their influences and sort of who they influenced. And I did a show a few weeks ago where I talked about sort of post-grunge and what I thought the best post-grunge album was. Post-grunge being, I mean, pretty self-explanatory in the name, the sort of music that dominated after grunge had sort of ended, that not necessarily the subculture, but the music with bands like Nirvana and Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, all of those, whatever you call it. And I said that it sort of ended after Kurt Cobain died, because he was sort of the prominent iconic figure that sort of centered grunge. And after he was gone, not only was the music landscape just every label wanting to sign the next Nirvana, so really honing in on any sort of band with any vague similarities to them, but also just, just really honing in on bands who had any sort of vague similarities to Nirvana in both the way they sounded and the voices. But I talked about Third Eye Blind and their album as my pick. Still not sure if it classifies as post-grunge. It might not. The only thing post-grunge about it is that it came out at the time. But I completely neglected an album and a group that I think are probably the best post-grunge artist, which is crazy to think because I'm talking about the Foo Fighters. And if you don't know, the Foo Fighters is the brainchild of Dave Grohl, who was the drummer for Nirvana during Nevermind and their huge success. And after Nirvana ended, or near the end of, before Nirvana ended, he was sort of starting to write his own songs and his own material and wanted to sort of branch out, but he didn't really know how to. And he would bring up the songs he wrote to Kurt Cobain and say to him, what if this was a Nirvana song? What if we did this as a Nirvana song? And he kind of would get shut down a lot. And then, obviously, it was a very tragic thing that happened to Kurt Cobain and a very awful thing to go through, losing a friend like that. But it weirdly was kind of a new beginning for Dave Grohl, where he was very depressed for a very long time. But what he did was, he sort of, as a form of therapy for himself, as he recorded all the songs he had onto a tape. He did not intend on doing anything. He just wanted to get them out and then he could finally move on and be done with it. But the tape then started to circulate and he got picked up and they kind of signed him to a record label. And he released this first album. It's a self-titled album. And I think it's great. I think it's sort of the blueprint benchmark for post-grunge. And I'm going to play some songs for you off of it, starting with, drum roll, please, Marigold. And Marigold. It's one of the first songs Dave Grohl wrote independently of anything. And I really like it. I'm a big fan. And you can kind of listen to the grunge influences and the influence Kurt Cobain had and just the time of his life that he was in when he wrote this song. So here it is, Marigold. Scared, 'cause I want you. Once again, that was Marigold by the Foo Fighters. Now, that's an interesting song. It's one of the first songs that Dave Grohl really wrote and then recorded. And he actually recorded it as a Nirvana B-side initially. And it's interesting to listen to as you can tell that he's sort of writing it because he feels, in a way, trapped. And he's writing this song sort of as an experiment to see if he can write songs. And I think the figure, that he is talking about in the song is actually Kurt Cobain. It's a song about Kurt where he feels that Kurt Cobain is sort of, he's there in case Dave wants it all, and he's kind of in his way. And he's also there because Dave wants it all, where he's just the figure that's in his way. It's a really dark song, and it tackles a lot of complex things where he had this friend who was a very brilliant person, but because of that person's brilliance, it kind of manifested in stubbornness, and it kind of felt very minimalizing and like Dave Grohl was trapped. But yeah, it's a very good song, very interesting song, and then kind of snowballed into Dave Grohl writing even more material. And then, like I said, after Kurt Cobain died, Dave Grohl was very depressed, did not want anything to do with music. Until eventually he sort of started writing again and recorded this tape, didn't intend on doing anything with the tape, but from powers out of his control, the tape got passed around and he eventually got picked up to make an album. And that album was self-titled, just called Foo Fighters. I'm going to play some songs off that now, starting with I'll Stick Around, which he actually wrote about Courtney Love. But here we go. I'll Stick Around by the Foo Fighters. We'll be right back. Those last four songs were Good Grief, Oh George, For All the Cows, and Watershed by the Foo Fighters. Now, those songs were all off the Foo Fighters' first album, which I think is my favorite album by them. I think it's a very good album. Dave Grohl played all the instruments, wrote all the songs, sang all the songs. It's really cool. And I think what's interesting is you can hear sort of the influence just from his life, from the 5 years prior, which were just him with Nirvana. And you can hear that. You can hear the power chords, the melodic drumming, and yeah, just the melodies, really melody driven. And I think also you can hear still sort of the punky, hard hitting influences that Dave Grohl had growing up listening to punk rock music. And then he took all that punk rock power and drumming into Nirvana, and then he brought it with him into the Foo Fighters, this next project, but he expanded on it, playing all the instruments and bringing the influence, sort of turning it into a whole and making it a whole band. And then after their first record, they were huge, and so Dave Grohl found a proper band. He took the rhythm section from this band, Sunny Day Real Estate. He took the bass player, Nate Mendel, and the drummer, William Goldsmith. And then also Pat Smear became the second guitarist, who was a touring member of Nirvana for their last album, In Utero. So yeah, he had a full band around him now. He was successful with the Foo Fighters, and so he was creating the follow-up album, which is a more properly produced album, and it kind of strives away from that punky, raw sound, post-grunge sound. And I think with this album is where they begin to define what post-grunge is, where it's kind of more just melodic rock. And the Foo Fighters along their career kind of transitioned more into like arena rock, hard rock, but the early stuff, they went from sort of punky, grunge inspired to sort of honing in on that to being more just melodic rock. And I think with this album and the songs I'm about to play, off of The Color and the Shape, are where they really started to hone that and become a really established rock group that would influence probably the next 15, 20 years of rock music. So up first is Up in Arms by the Foo Fighters.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat. Join us every Thursday at
1
on the Swing
LLC
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is
Ella. And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Those last three songs were My Hero, Everlong, and Wind Up by the Foo Fighters, off their second album, The Color and the Shape. Now, as I mentioned, with that second album, they sort of are, you can tell they're starting to transition from the grungy, punky sound and just more sort of into just like a classic or like just rock sound. But still, they're focusing on melody and everything like that, and having sort of that poppy structure that bands from the grunge era like Nirvana really started to use, having rock songs and rock music with melody. And I think the Foo Fighters really took that to heart, and that's sort of what their brand was about. Between this second album, I mentioned Dave Grohl hired a rhythm section in a proper band, but during the production of the second album, he was not too happy with the performance of William Goldsmith, the drummer, so he fired him and re-recorded all the drum parts himself. So the drum parts on that album are actually all Dave Grohl. And then for the tour surrounding that album, that's when Taylor Hawkins sort of came in, and Taylor Hawkins is a great drummer, and he's very influenced by Queen and classic rock. So then on these last tracks I'm going to play by the Foo Fighters off their third album, which I believe, I can't quite remember what it is called, but it's their third album. It's got Learn to Fly on it. It's a good album as well, but that's really when their sound properly becomes just a rock sound. And this first song I'm going to play for you is Stacked Actors, and that is by the Foo Fighters, and it is off their third album, There's Nothing Left to Lose. So Stacked Actors by the Foo Fighters coming up.
Take it and cry when they all die blind.
last track was Next Year by the Foo Fighters. Now, to close the show, I'm going to play a Canadian band called Pup. I think they're from the West Coast. I think they're from BC. But they're similar in the sense where they kind of... They're a punk band, I guess, pop punk. And they, in the same way as the Foo Fighters, really hold melody very important and melodic hooks to the songs very important. So I'm going to play a couple songs of theirs to wrap up the show. And to get us started, I'm going to be playing Kids by Pup. So here we go. Kids by Pup.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9.